Hey, everybody, welcome to Backyard Space Opera Podcast. It's me, Kyle. I am joined by Mr. Cody.
Hey, everybody.
Today, we are going to be finishing up the award seasons. I know the Oscars were already over and the award season is technically done, but not really, because we have today the second annual Backyard Space Opera Awards, otherwise known as
the Yardies.
That's right, the Yardies. So we're going to be going through some of the movies we reviewed over this past year since the last Yardies, and we have some categories we're going to throw out there and kind of review things we liked and talk about the cool stuff out there to remind you guys to check it out if you haven't already done so. So, Cody, what is our first category?
The first category is Best Costume.
And we've had some great costumes in a few of the stuff we did. And I know the one that won, I was very excited about, if people remember the episode. Cody, who gets the Yardie for Best Costume?
The Best Costume Yardie goes to From the Future with Love.
So this was a short film about a future where police were essentially like health insurance companies, and you had to get special coverage to get police protection, and it changed depending on your coverage plan. But the cops had these pretty great armor suits, and I really liked the look of them, and I assume you liked them too, Cody. Is that true?
Yes. They were extremely well done. The fact that they had working lights, and it was just this whole mock-up, like body armor kind of thing, was pretty fantastic.
And I loved him because clearly, you know, as I watched it again, you know, I realized it for sure. I was kind of on the fence when I first saw it, and I was kind of like, what is it made of? But now that I look at it, like, okay, clearly it's the foam, the EVA foam with like vinyl pasted on top, which is a kind of a cool technique that I have yet to try, but I'm kind of excited to. And it's like just basically gluing vinyl onto EVA foam to give it that cool look. And it's tricky because you can't have any bubbles or any curls and things, but I'm 99% sure that's how they made those suits. And it's a cool, cheap, cost-effective way to do it. I give it to them for making one cool, because it couldn't have cost that much to make, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it was very well done. So we both were fawning over them, I believe, during the episode of the review.
Cool. So that's costumes. Moving on. What is the next category, Cody?
The next category is practical effect.
I like your announcer voice. All right. So practical effects, to remember, you know, the practical effects, we talk about things that are actually there, puppets and stop motion and things like that. If it, you know, visual effects is a different category where we talk about things that are more CGI. Rotoscoping to me is visual effects, compositing, chroma key, those kinds of things. So we're kind of talking about creature effects in a lot of ways. Maybe makeup effects too would be, we have a separate category for that, don't we?
Yes, we have a separate makeup category.
So there you go. So this is just creature stuff, essentially. So Cody, out of all the movies we watched, who did you like? Who gets the Yardie for practical effects?
The practical effect Yardie goes to Shadow Zone.
Shadow Zone. We had our issues with Shadow Zone, but it did have a pretty great use of mask in that they were doing the best they could with what they had, which is what we're all about. And what was the scene in particular that you liked in that movie with practical?
The scene in particular that grabbed my attention, that made me at least fight for this award, for this Yardie, was the autopsy scene where they kill the zombie alien, whatever you want to call it, and bring it back to their hideout, and they begin an autopsy on it. And it was really kind of a simple, almost basic, you know, filming technique of, you know, camera position and then just kind of you know, pulling out the chicken parts. And but it really worked for me because that movie was so low budget, and it was just something creative and not necessarily outside the box thinking, but just working with what they had on the budget that they did. So, which again is what we're all about. And surprisingly, like going through, when I was going through the list of the movies that we reviewed, some of them were short films, but they had pretty substantial budgets. And it was only the two kind of independent, very independent films that we found on YouTube were the lowest of the low budget. So
Yeah, and it was we had to purposely do that this last year, because as we did it the first year, we said, well, a lot of the movies we saw were not super low budget. So this year we actually tried to put into our rotation ultra low, you know, the actual micro budget movies that are just, we're talking a couple thousand as opposed to tens of thousands, as opposed to hundreds of thousands, which was a lot of the quote unquote independent films. Yeah. So I totally give it to the Shadow Zone. And, you know, I looked at the World of the Uncanny. I thought there were some pretty cool shots in that. Maybe not overall, but there were some cool shots in it. And, you know, things, the micro budget stuff we reviewed had some really well done shots. The problem was them overall, but they did have some cool things to take away.
Yeah. As with any film that we review, we try and focus on the positive. So.
All right. Well, what is the next category for the Yardies?
The next category is visual effect.
All right. Visual effects. And this is, you know, usually CGI kind of stuff, which is not something we go into a whole lot. We've talked about it a bit in the past. You could also make the claim like stop motion or 2D animation could fit in this category. But, you know, Cody, who do we have to give the visual effects Yardie to?
We're going to give the visual effect Yardie to Kill Command.
So Kill Command was not a low budget movie in the traditional sense. It had a big budget. But what we loved about Kill Command was they did the micro budget spirit when they took on this project. And they had their group of guys doing these effects. They had a new render engine that allowed them to do it on a much lower budget. And they just took extra time. They took as much time as they needed to make some really cool visual effect shots. And they saved a ton of money by doing this. If this movie could have easily cost a whole lot more than it did, if they hadn't approached it with this way of, hey, we're going to take this group of people and we're just going to use what tools we have, which were some pretty nice tools. But they did it and they maximized it and they got some great looking shots. So that's kind of why I think they deserve the Yardie. Do you agree?
I do indeed.
And visual, and just if everybody remembers, Kill Command was about these robots that murder people.
Artificial intelligence, war machines that went haywire.
Yeah. And it had a pretty cool flying shots, too. This flying craft I thought were pretty great.
A lot of good things to take away from that film.
All right. Moving on. Tell us our next category, announcer man, Cody.
The next category is makeup effects.
And makeup effects can be tough because I don't really do a whole lot of makeup effects. It's one of those categories I want to get into eventually. But makeup effects can be tricky because it can get really expensive really fast, or you can try to do it on a budget. And a lot of the few makeup effects people I've worked with, they've been really good about saying, like, what is your budget? And they work within that budget, which I think is the fun of makeup effects. Makeup effects, I think, also is blood effects and that kind of thing, like getting stabbed and cut open and you know, all the gore effects, which kind of borders on practical effects, I guess. So with all that said, who took away the Yardie for makeup effects?
The makeup effect Yardie goes to Dragonfire.
Yeah, Dragonfire.
Simply for, I think, just the abundance of makeup effects that were used.
And I think they had really great orc makeup effect. I enjoyed their orcs a lot. It was almost like they took the Lord of the Rings orcs, all the prosthetics and stuff, and just got to reuse them. Because they looked very Lord of the Rings-ish, but well done, yeah.
Yeah, and they did quite a number of masks or makeup or little prosthetic pieces to quite a number of actors and extras in this film. So, which is time consuming and it can be costly, but I think they did it right by either raiding Weta Workshop and making off with all the orc things, or just finding a way to either make them themselves or buy them in bulk.
Yeah, because I think we had the theory when we reviewed the film that they got Lord of the Rings branded prosthetics and used those. And we weren't able to confirm that rumor. That's just us making vicious rumors. But whatever they did, I think it looked really good. So good job to Dragonfire and then the crew who did the makeup effects.
I think that was one of the things that stood out the most to me in that film, was just the, not only the volume of creature and makeup effects, but just the quality of it as well.
All right, moving on. Who is our next category?
Our next category is story.
Who did you give the story, Yardy, to?
I gave the story, Yardy, to a short film that we reviewed called Helios.
Do we have the writer on Helios?
The man of many talents, Teddy Cecil, or Cecil. He was the writer, director, and producer of this film.
Yeah, Helios was, I had my problems with it, but I liked a lot of it. And you enjoyed the story?
I think just because it's post-apocalyptic, it's the MacGuffin story, you know, he finds something and he has to escape and he's being chased and he eventually makes it out. But when he makes it out, it is not all that he had in mind.
It was very Logan's Run to me. And I talked about that in the review. And I love that kind of story. So I agree. I think it was cool little story.
Yeah, it's called Helio. I think I said Helios, but it's actually Helio.
And, you know, story is tricky too, because I feel like a lot of these films you review have a great story, but I also feel like a lot of them, a lot of the times the story it suffers because we're redoing a former story. And we've talked about that many times about story elements and how to expand the story in ways that are new and different. And I think some took a lot of risk. I think like World of the Uncanny and The Shadow Zone and different ones, they took risk in their story and they try to go in cool directions. It didn't quite work for me most of the time, but I do want to give honorable mentions to those films that tried to be interesting and different and it didn't work, but good job for trying. So I does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. It's just, you know, a lot of the films that we reviewed, you know, had certain elements or certain things that were repetitive. And even this one, it has been kind of the overall arc or the general story has been kind of done before. But I think it was done in a little bit of a different way.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, there was a lot like that. There's a lot of all where we say like, oh wow, there's some good writing, and we're like, you know, we're not really giving an award for writing per se. We're trying to give the award for the story. The overall story, as opposed to the screenplay, if that makes sense. So I'll make that clear. Like, you know, we're not actually giving a screenplay award per se. Well, moving on, Cody, what is another category?
Well, the next category is music.
And there was the one film I know that you talked a lot about the music. What was that film?
I gave the Yardy to, it was kind of a toss up, but I gave the Yardy to The Last Man.
That's the one. Yeah. The Last Man. You love that music.
It was fantastic. It helped move the story along, move the film along. And it was just really well done. I really enjoyed it. And when we were going to do this episode, you know, not only did I go back through and look at the past films that we had looked at, if that makes sense, a little repetitive, but I went back and watched a few of the films over again, just to kind of like, oh yeah, what was this one? Oh yeah, I really like this one. And as I'm watching The Last Man, you know, the music's playing, I'm like, man, I really like this music.
I remember that when I watched that originally, first time I saw it, I was in the car and I couldn't really hear the music. so I didn't have the same impact the first time, but I can see why you like it.
But yeah, it was really, really good. It's helped make the film really good.
Tell you what, when I watched it in the car and I couldn't hear the music, it was real, real boring for a while. Well, moving on. What is the next category?
The next category is actor.
And I have a special honorable mention for actor before we give the actual Yardy, because I want to give out to Jim Tramontana for Ace Tucker Space Trucker. Yes. And his amazing ability to do a dramatic radio show style podcast. And he does all the voices and edits them fantastically. And it's a great job Jim does on Ace Tucker Space Trucker. So honorable mention to Jim. Not a film, but he gets an honorable Yardy for his podcast.
Yeah, it's fantastic. If you haven't yet heard that episode, go back and listen to our review of Ace Tucker Space Trucker, and then find the podcast and listen to it. It's hilarious. And it's just one man doing everything. So it's very impressive.
And Jim has recently published Ace Tucker Space Trucker, the book, and you can get that on Amazon, I believe. So check that out as well.
Awesome.
So who gets the award, the Yardie, for Best Actor?
Well, the Yardie goes to Andrew Ng from The Fisherman.
I enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, I remember talking about the there was some editing issues that I thought, but the acting, I agree, was really, really well done.
Like our pick last year, he kind of, he carried the film and was just really, I don't know. I enjoyed his performance immensely. So,
yeah, go watch Fisherman. And I mean, I think he won lots of actual awards for his performance too. So, yeah, check it out. All right. Anything else to say about the Fisherman?
Well, it's, I think it was one of my favorite short films that we reviewed. Not only does it have that, Cthulhu Lovecraftian flavor to it, but it's a horror, I'm doing air quotes right now, kind of, but there's elements of humor in it as well. And for a short film, just really well put together, I think.
It was a slick movie. I mean, it was really well done. And you can go back to hear the review of my little nitpickiness about it. And sometimes I'm in a mood too when I do these interviews, so I get nitpickier depending, but it is a good, great movie overall.
Kyle gets in moods. I get on my soapbox.
Yeah. Well, who gets the Best Actress, Yardie?
Well, the Best Actress goes to, and going through all the films that we did, there, sadly, and I feel really like, hindsight, I feel really bad because most of the films we did not have a female lead. They were either like a supporting role, or I guess Kill Command had the female lead, the strongest female lead, but not a lot of the films that we did. So I feel kind of bad about that.
I feel bad in that we didn't purposely seek out some movies with strong female leads, and I think it's important to try to ask yourself why that is. So, like, because I'm going to put on my psychology hat for a second. It's like there's a whole lot of things about bias, and people talk about it a lot in the media today about all this stuff about bias and things. But it's like, for me, bias is something that you don't notice a lot of times. And that's why it's so dangerous in many ways. And it can be under the radar. And when you suddenly get these little wake-up calls, like you're describing, like, whoa, wait a minute, I don't think I had this kind of bias, but maybe there is something there. You need to pay attention to it and say, like, okay, what's going on? I mean, and I think it's important for us to going forward to say, like, hey, we need to make an effort to seek out all kinds of movies with all kinds of people and really be as inclusive as possible and not just let our unconscious bias filter things that come onto our show, at least. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So who gets this year's Best Actress, Yardie?
The Best Actress goes to Marcelia Lucia, and I hope I'm not butchering that name, but she was from Dragonfire.
Yeah, and I thought Dragonfire had some great acting overall, because I would have said, the guy, I forget his name, was a runner for Best Actor as well. He was pretty great.
I don't know. The male lead from that film, Rusty Joyner. Yes, that is his name, Rusty Joyner. Was not as good as the orc.
Oh, that's true. I don't remember his name either, but...
I think it was Fang Mark.
Yeah.
Played by Isaac Singleton.
Yeah.
So he was really good. So
good point.
But again, supporting role, and we only do main.
We'll have to reevaluate our Yardie system, I guess. I don't know. Not that anybody cares.
Spoiler alert, I went back and listened to last year's Yardie podcast to remember all the podcast or the categories that we did for the first year.
That's how sophisticated we are. We don't ever...
Down.
Yeah, what were the categories?
When I informed Kyle of the categories. He's like, yeah, I like it. And I was like, yeah, it's what we did last year. He's like, yeah, okay.
Well, all right, moving on. What categories do we have left?
Well, the last category is, or the last Yardie category is picture.
Okay, this is it. Who gets the best picture of the year?
Now, our choices might be different, so I think we should each go with our Yardie choice for the best picture, because I have a feeling yours is going to be different than mine.
Okay, I will tell you right now, I had a really hard time with this, and I have... Are you telling me yours, and then I'll tell you my thoughts.
Well, I want to hear yours first. my choice for the best picture Yardie was The Last Man.
Right, which I totally back up, and I say they get the official Yardie as the best picture of The Last Man, because it was a great movie. Here's my thinking. One movie that we haven't talked about that I don't think you even liked that we reviewed this year that I keep coming back to is James Cameron's Xenogenesis. It's great because it's the origin of all the things we love. I also particularly like a lot of things about World of the Uncanny, even though I don't think it was worthy of Best Picture. I think it had a lot of great things that we talk about that I was really happy with. So these are the thoughts I kept having. Like, I like this so much, but then overall it's... So I go with yours.
Okay. You concede?
I concede.
I understand your argument for Xenogenesis, just because it is, it was James Cameron's student film, right? Or just an independent film that he did.
It was like his independent film he did that we like just threw together a bunch of backers, and he could only produce so much of it. It was like, you gotta like for dentists and different things, just trying to make this concept film.
And then, yes, there were some good things to take away from World of the Uncanny, just because it was so, so very independent and so very low budget. And also from Shadow Zone as well.
And, Tales of Poe, I thought was had a lot of great stuff. We talked with the writer, Michael Verratti, and things, and, that could have been a contender in a lot of ways, but then it's like, well, was it really low budget or not? I don't know. So I was all over the place. So I say yours is a good, they should get the Yardie.
A solid choice.
A solid choice, yes.
All right.
It wasn't like Manborg, the first Yardie. Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
This was the best movie ever.
there was no contest.
Yeah. So again, if you haven't seen Manborg, go watch that.
Yes, go watch that. You will not be disappointed.
All right, Cody. Well, this was fun and kind of reflecting over the year, because we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary doing the podcast, which is kind of cool.
Crazy.
And,
two years.
And we're going to be talking about, we're going to be doing a project update, because we're not only talking about our projects that are just our personal things that we're doing in the spare time that we've kind of talked about in the show, but also the big announcement that we've teased for quite a while now, I guess. But I'm finally going to talk about Nito, because it's set up after quite a lot. Even though it's not totally set up as of recording this, it's like a hair's breadth from being done. So we'll be able to announce it for sure. Anything to say to tease people?
Well, if you go to the website, you'll see what we're talking about.
But don't go if you don't want to see it before it's ready, because this is a special sneak peek to anybody who listens to the show, because the big announcement that we're going to actually talk about, and it'll make more sense, will be coming up.
Yes, this is more of the, would you call it the beta version?
This is the beta version, yes, is up right now. Of course, by the time this airs, it might be the full version. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
All right, Cody. Well, thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And go back and check out all these great low-budget, micro-budget short films, and give us a email to tell us what you think. Maybe you have different choices for what we reviewed this year that you think should have been talked about more and given the official Yardie recognition. info@backyardspaceopera.com. You can go to the Facebook page. You can go to, where else can I go to? I'm there. You can go to iTunes and give us a rate and review. That would be immensely helpful. Anything final to say, Cody?
Well, hopefully this will come out. Hopefully this episode will air before WonderCon. I think it will.
it's going to be close.
It's going to be close. But I just want to reiterate that we will be at WonderCon. We have a table at WonderCon. If you are a listener, if you've heard even one podcast, stop by, say hello, chat us up. We'd love to see you. Love to talk shop. Or if you have any ideas or future podcasts, let us know about those too.
And we're going to be in the small press area this year. If you saw us last year, we were in the artist alley. We have been, we've upgraded ourselves. Not that anybody asked us, but we just did it to a small press.
Yes.
So there you go. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
See you next time, everybody.